We're welcoming Saint Eyre, who happened to be based in the UK right now, but originally from Cayman. Hello to Daniel and Felipe. Hi, guys.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being on with us. And thank you for the music you sent, Sailing on Moonlight. It's an incredible track, and I'm playing it as much as I can get away with right now. So I love it.
Thank you very much.
Appreciated.
So tell us about your group and how you guys got started. Just a brief history, if you could.
Yeah, so Felipe and I have been friends for like over a decade now, and we started playing sort of the classic open mic spots in Cayman when we were younger. And then in sort of Easter time of 2019, I crashed on his couch for a week, and we wrote and recorded just like a little EP that kind of kicked off the group, I suppose. Kind of meandered for a bit with the pandemic, and we were in different locations in the UK, and sort of around the end of 2021, we made the decision of whether or not we were going to really pursue it as like a professional project. And around that same time, I met Sam, who's the third member of our trio, and he wanted to join the group. So I'd say like March of 2022 is when Saint Eyre really kicked off. We had our first gig in May, and then since then, we've kind of written over 20 songs, have done 4 or 5 gigs, and our next one is actually going to be Capella, which we're very excited for, and will be the first gig we're doing in Cayman as Saint Eyre. So a really nice moment for us, and really excited to be back for that.
It's like your 1 year anniversary right now too, if it was last March.
Kind of exactly.
Love to get the cake out.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you guys are, how familiar are you with the local scene here? I assume you work with people here and you know of the music scene here, because everybody seems to know everybody.
Yeah, everyone knows everyone. Cayman's full of amazing musicians, and we grew up playing like the open mic nights, Calico's and The Lodge, Rackham's, all these places that did the open mic nights. And so you get to meet so many people, and we were doing that since we were like 17. So always very grateful for people like Derek and Reno who would put on those jam nights and give us the opportunity to do that. I think it was, for a lot of people our age, it was a great experience, but also it just kind of showed you the amount of amazing people in Cayman who are musicians. There's a crazy amount of talent, and so we're just happy to be a part of that, you know, at Capella. People like Dan Ebanks are amazing. Been known him since he first started doing like the open mic scene. It's cool. You get to meet amazing.
It's crazy
people.
How supportive those open mic sessions are. You know what I mean? Like everybody, you know, someone will be like, "No, I'm not sure if I want to go up tonight," and you're like, "Come on!" Or they'll people will join other people's bands just so that they can play an instrument. And it's a really nice sense of community with the music industry and the music community here in Cayman.
Yeah, 100%. We're going to be playing. Well, we're essentially going to be collaborating with Dan Ebanks and Max. Well, DJ Max, as he's now known, for our live set at Capella.
At Capella, you're going to be with those two.
So there'll be five of you guys.
Yes.
So they're rounding.
And then
out
people that aren't too familiar with your music, Saint Eyre, how would you describe your genre, your style?
Yeah, so it's like definitely entrenched in indie rock, I would say, at its core. But we really try and bring in the influences that every member of the band has, because that's really the beauty of being in a band, is you have that collaborative element where, you know, I have certain tastes, Felipe has certain tastes, Sam has certain tastes, and we kind of blend those together. So borrow from reggae or emo or sort of classic British rock, but all of that with this indie rock core. So I would say like bands like Sticky Fingers, which are an Australian band, and their first album is a real solid reference point for us that we come back to on a regular basis. But I would say we range from anything to like Sublime to Coldplay, and kind of bringing these all together in what I would say is a unique and enjoyable experience.
Yeah, I was trying to box you guys in like I always do with artists, which is not the right thing to do. So I'm trying to put them in a category, but I can hear every single artist you've said in your music just in this one track, you know, that we're playing now, Sailing on Moonlight.
I appreciate that,
Yeah, it's and you can you can definitely hear in Sublime in particular. I hadn't thought about them, but Terry and I are both big fans.
Oh yeah, I used to always listen to Sublime. It was in my college years for sure.
Those were the dive bar days. You know, you go in and hear Sublime everywhere. Yeah.
Now we definitely like to keep the Caribbean influence, you know, in the even if we are across the Atlantic, you know.
This is a melting pot of music here too. There's so many styles and genres that influence, like country was one of the first big English-speaking genres to hit K-Man, you know, and then reggae, everything else. It's just, I didn't even know that history when I first got here. So it's incredible to see you guys implementing all that in your music. But how did you get on the set for Capella?
Well, Felipe played last year, so there was there was like a pre-existing relationship, and then I basically just pestered the organizers because I thought it was a great opportunity for us to come home and play like a really big gig as Saint Air for the first time, but also B was just seeing some of the other artists who we look up to, and also like not just in terms of like the international artists but the local artists, like we really want to create a sort of relationship with. We just felt it was an opportunity we couldn't miss. So I just kept emailing them, and they eventually were like, yeah, all right.
Well, let that be a message for other aspiring musicians out there, that persistence pays off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the whole K-Man Local Artist Series came out of last year's event because we saw so much talent on stage that we didn't even know was around here. So it's just like talent everywhere.
I played with Johan Fitzgerald last year, and he's a great artist.
When are you getting in for Capella?
So I think we don't have the tickets yet, but we're looking to arrive on April 14th, have a few weeks where we're sort of like fine-tuning the rehearsals, and we're going to be playing some songs for the first time, so we'll be debuting essentially what we think the album will be when we come to make it. So we'll be there for a couple of weeks working with Max and Danny just to get everything fine-tuned. So yeah, we'll have to come in and
just FYI,
say hello in person.
Max will be playing drums. Max will be playing drums. He won't be DJing.
He's a very talented drummer too.
So I guess he started out as a drummer before he was a DJ.
He was telling me all about that. Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
But we would like everyone who is listening and their friends to come and watch us at Capella, because
everyone's gonna be there anyway.
Well, presumably we'll be earlier than some of the international acts, so we want to get people down early to see all the local artists on stage.
That's how it was last year. Local artists kicked it off, and man, we had some incredible sets last year. I'm sure yours is going to be amazing. Looking forward to it. When you guys get here, please come by the studio, and we'll have you do a little acoustic set.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, well, Saint Air, thank you very much for being on with us here on the K-Man Local Artist Series.
And we look forward to watching you at Capella in just a few weeks.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much for having us. We feel very grateful. So thank you.
Thank you, guys. That's Capella performer Saint Air here on our K-Man Local Artist Series. If you missed part of the interview, you can check it out in our podcast section. We have a Local Artist Series tab there at z99.ky. And let's play Sailing on Moonlight, the latest from Saint Air here on the best station in K-Man. This is Z99.
I'm sailing on moonlight. behind my eyes, I'll soon.